Once in Royal David City. Stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid a baby. You'd do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll love when I tell you to take a running jump. You're missing the point, I'm sure it does not need making. The Christmas spirit is not what you drink. So how can you laugh when your own mother's hungry? And how can you smile when the reasons for smiling are wrong? Just messed up your thoughtless pleasures. Remember, if you wish, this is just a Christmas song.
Christmas, so
hey,
good to have
Santa,
you. Yes,
Santa, pass us that bottle,
pass
will
us
you?
That bottle. Hey, this is Father Voskin, priest of the Armenian Church, welcoming you to this very special edition of The Next Step, the Christmas edition, episode number 342, December 25th, 2014. And as you figured out from a different beginning with a little bit of a music introduction, this is going to be a different type of show. I'm going to play some Christmas carols. I'm going to reflect on Christmas. But first of all, let me just say Merry Christmas. It has just been such a beautiful, beautiful season. And I want to thank all of you who've been listening, who've been following along, who've been praying for this ministry. What can I say? Last night we had a beautiful Christmas Eve service. Today is Christmas Day, and I've been with family and friends. Right now I'm locked up in a small little bedroom in the back of my sister's house where my mom resides. And while everybody's inside, I snuck off with my little computer, my microphone, my headset, and a connection to Susie at Epostle Central. And, of course, a connection to Ken, our engineer, over at Epostle Studio. So, hey, Merry Christmas from all of us. It's a team effort. Let me tell you, since we started from Thanksgiving all the way till last night, what blessings this was. We started off with our Thanksgiving drive and food and Thanksgiving meals to the homeless, to the indigent. It was just so beautiful, followed up by our monthly feed at Ascensia. Of course, we had our children's memorial dedicated to the memory of Katya Hamparyan. And what can I tell you about that that I haven't told you over the past few weeks? It was just full of love, full of energy, of healing. I really believe that, especially there was this woman named Helen who approached us, and she said, you know, every year I come to this for 12 years, and on the road I think, what am I going to say? How am I going to share with others the life of my child? And she says, and I always chicken out, never can do it. And this year she spoke to the point where I turned to her and I said, hey, do you think you'll do it next year? Like, actually lead it. And I guarantee you, within a few years, she'll be starting her own support group. And, you know, it's a blessing like that that just keeps us going, that, you know, God's love is so powerful, so transforming, and it just changes us. Even in the darkest of situations, we see hope, we see light at the end of the tunnel. And this is what really this season has been all about, following our children's memorial. We, of course, had our toy drive in memory of Yvette Hagopian. You know, if I counted up in the years, I'd say over 10,000 toys have been delivered through the Sinner's Shoes ministry. And these are not just to children and who need it, but these are children that are totally neglected, forgotten. These are children of domestic violence. Their parents basically abandoned them, have knocked them off, really, of the plan for life. And so these toys are much more than just a game in the morning. They are really messages of hope, messages of life. It's incredible that somebody cares about you. You're not abandoned. And of course, the blanket drive that we had. You know, we do this every year. We usually distribute it to children that are in cancer wards. This year we took a different twist. We distributed it to the residents at the Ararat Home for the Aged. It's a home here in the Los Angeles area. And, you know, taking these handmade blankets, they were either sewn, they were either knitted, they were either crocheted, whatever. It had to have been handmade to tell the residents that, hey, you're not alone. And you know what? Jesus says, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And you just think that these are just words. You don't know the blessing that you get. You think that you're doing some goodness to somebody else. You're getting the blessings when you release, when you allow yourself to just really give to others. And certainly that blessing was seen at the distribution of the blankets. We went Christmas caroling, went into the hospitals, went into a resident home. We met a lady who was 101 years old, then another lady who did not disclose her age. I would say she was pretty close up there. And she just opened up her door to her residence, and we had about 30, 35 people that actually walked into the room. And you know what she wanted? She wanted a hug. She asked for a hug from everyone, and really, it was so beautiful. It turned out that her and her husband were Christmas carolers, so this is why they tuned in to us, and they just really wanted us to get close to them. And, you know, yeah, okay, yeah, I should tell you, too, what happened. And in the crowd, she looks over at me, and she goes, "And who is this handsome man?" And, of course, before you think that I'm flattering myself, I discerned and I said, "In Armenian, of course." "Well, of course she thinks I'm handsome. We're so close in age. I mean, like, you know, we're so aging over there." Anyway, I guess you had to be there. It was kind of a weird moment. But, of course, flattering just the same. It was a nice Christmas evening. So, you know, we're doing all these incredible things throughout the whole season. And then last night we got together. And our dear Ani from Ani Bubbles, she was the Mother Mary with her husband, who played the part of Joseph, and their new son, 3-month-old, played the newborn Jesus away in a manger, no crib or bed. And I've got to tell you, it was so moving to watch these scenes. Of course, Ani, somebody who grew up in that church setting at the Youth Ministry Center, and then just to have a congregation that was living the carols. You know, it's something to sing the carols, but when you live the carols, it's different, because the congregation had actually gone through this entire Advent season. So what I'm sharing with you today on this next step is a little Christmas edition, telling you that the Christmas message is very alive and real in our lives. When we talk about Jesus is born, it's interesting. I started off this podcast today with a song called A Christmas Song. If you listen to it, it shares in the lyrics many of the things that are so close to my heart. The first time I heard that song was in 1972, and it struck a nerve with me. It struck an incredible note with me that, you know, the Christmas spirit is not what you drink. And our Christmas parties and our Christmas get-togethers are not about like getting up and just having a fun and a blast and secret Santas and all that kind of stuff. But it's about really celebrating and making Jesus's life very real in our lives today. And so in a sense, all the programs that we did and why I'm sharing it with you today is we basically put the Christ in Christmas for our lives. Okay, we're not so presumptuous to say we're putting the Christ in Christmas for everybody, but at least for our lives, it was very real that Christ is the center of Christmas. And I'm sharing this with you because I know you Next Steppers are on board with us, and probably the it is your prayers, not probably. I was going to say something else, but not probably. But it is your prayers that keep us going. But probably something very special that happened at the culmination of all that, and that was our website. On Christmas Eve, we launched the new In His Shoes website. And I've got to tell you, it is so beautiful. If you haven't seen it, please open it up. I want to do a big shout out to my dear friend, Ani Tarosian. She is the director of One Strategies. She put together this beautiful, beautiful website, and it is something for all of us to share. It has all of our podcasts under the Apostle tab. It has the ministry of In His Shoes, what it's about. It talks about yours truly. It is just a website that I think we're going to be growing with, and I'm so proud of it, proud of her efforts, and I want to invite you to go to there because it really is the culmination of a month-long Advent season, a 50-day Advent season that brings us to this point of now we are ready to launch In His Shoes, walking in His Shoes. Next week, I'm going to save this for next week because next week is we hit the New Year mark. 2015 is a very special year, especially for us in the Armenian Christian world because it signals the 100th anniversary of a genocide, which really changed us. And I'm going to have a very, very special message next Thursday. But for today, I just wanted to tell you that it is a blessing. As I sit here today, I'm feel blessed that I lived the Christian message of Christmas. Christ being born in a manger signals to all of us about humility, about our need to service, about not the big things in life, but those little things in life. Because the first witnesses to Christ's birth, of course, were those animals, were the barnyard animals, were the people that really otherwise go neglected, are not seen, and yet they became the first evangelists, so to speak. It was Saint Joseph who became the adoptive father of Jesus. Unmarried, took Jesus and became the father, giving us an example of total humility and total acceptance and love for his wife. It was Saint Mary who gave us Christ in human form. In other words, we all can look at her and say that each of us are as human beings, we have an opportunity to manifest Christ, manifest love in our lives, in the things that we do, in the actions that we take. And so all in all, this Christmas season was about making Christ real in the word Christmas. So here we are, Christmas Day. And I just want to say Merry Christmas. I'm going to share with you some songs today. It's going to be a different kind of Next Step, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to play for you some of my favorites, some of the songs that have inspired me throughout my years. And we will call it a day, and I look forward to next week when we're going to be able to share really the vision for 2015, a very special year. And I want you as the Next Steppers to know what the next step is. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you some Christmas carols. Because something interesting happened tonight when I got to my sister's home. One of the Hanamis, these are the in-laws, was there. And I said, you know, we missed you last night. And we had a beautiful discussion. And he was sharing with me how difficult it is for him to hear the Christmas carols, because they conjure up images and memories that are sometimes difficult to deal with, especially in histories that have included war and violence and, well, just all kinds of difficulties. And, you know, I have to say I related so well with him, because I was really, every year I get very emotional. And last night I was incredibly emotional at the Christmas Eve service. We were singing Christmas carols, and, you know, the words, not of Christmas, but of ascension, hit me. Jesus Christ saying, "And remember, I am with you until the close of the ages. I am always with you." And you know what? We sometimes get into our people mode. We get into our human mode, and we forget that we have a God that never leaves us. We start doubting. We forget. And we have all kinds of difficulties, all kinds of challenges in our lives, and we forget that God is always with us. So I understand how powerful these Christmas carols can be, and I want to share with you just a select few of the Christmas carols that have been important in my life. You heard A Christmas Song. That was by Jethro Tull. Like I said, the first time I heard that was in 1972. It just knocked me off my feet and has left me in a ministry for the past 40 years that have been about the Christmas spirit not being what you drink, but really something that you live every single day. And these other songs that I want to share with you are equally just things that you won't hear on the Pop 40, things that you won't hear on the collection of Christmas carols, but ones that have really touched me. And I wanted to just share them with you. Tonight is a very personal night. It is Christmas Day. It is Christmas night. And you know what? Sometimes when we talk here on The Next Step, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of expectations for the church, for Christ to be real in our lives. And this gets reflected in a lot of hard talk. Tonight is more mellow night. It's more soft talk. I want to share with you one of my first favorite Christmas albums. This is Joan Baez, and this is her singing Little Drummer Boy. Very beautiful song. Enjoy.
Come, they told me, ba-ra-ba-bum-ba, a newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-bum-ba. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-ba, to lay before the king, ba ra pa pum pum, ra pa pum pum, ra pa pum pum. So to honor him, ba ra pa pum pum, when we come, little baby, ba ra pa pum pum. I am a poor boy too, ba-ra-pa-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, ba-ra-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to give our king, ba-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, ba-ra-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Then bum bum. Me and my drum, me and my drum.
Joan Baez singing Little Drummer Boy. And that last verse, that last few words always gets me. Then he smiled at me. It's just the image of a little Christ child in a manger in a small little area and just looking up and smiling at a little drummer boy whose only gift, the only gift he can give is his talent, is his love. Just a beautiful, beautiful song. There is a song that I love. It is a riff that we play here on The Next Step. It is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and beautifully played. Actually, it's the ringtone during Christmas season on my phone, played by Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull. Just some really sad cocktail lounge music. I beg to differ from him, but with that in mind, I want to give you a God Rest You Merry Gentlemen by Lorraine McKennitt, and it is, well, it is a nice fusion one. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Remember, for me, faith has to be lived. And I go through great pains of making these connections between different communities. I want to share this beautiful song, Angels We Have Heard on High by Aretha Franklin. What an incredible interpretation.
In rebirth.
from the Franklins to all of you.
And from us next steppers to you. How beautiful is that? Interpreting songs and getting that feeling out. You know, one of my favorites in the Armenian genre comes to us quite regularly here on the Next Step. Somebody who I really appreciate, not only his talent, but also his friendship, and that is Gor Mkhitaryan. Here is Gor doing About God. Once you get the message of Christmas, what do you need to do? You need to get it out. You need to share it. And here is a version of Oh Come All Ye Faithful by a voice that I really like. This is...
Oh come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Sing all ye citizens.
Wish you all a very Merry Christmas and blessings of the Christ Child in all of your lives. Thank you so much for being part of our lives, and I ask you to continue to pray for us as we become part of your life. There is so much ahead of us, and God has a lot in store for you. Look forward to sharing with you next week as we celebrate the new year and a new vision of hope, a new vision of life and resurrection. Until that time, may God bless all of you with health and happiness. May God bless you with much love in your life, and where there is difficulty and darkness, may they be light in your life. I leave you with another Christmas song, Jethro Tull. From the Jethro Tull Christmas album. Today we did something different. I shared with you some music. All of the music that we shared today will be on today's show notes. I hope you enjoyed it. God bless you. On behalf of Susie, our producer, Ken, our engineer, this is Father Voskin, inviting you to join us again next week when we will take the next step.
Everybody's ringing on their own bell this fine morning. Hope everyone's connected to that long distance phone. Old man is a mountain. Old man is an island. Old man is awaking, says I'm gonna call. Call all my children home. Everybody's dancing to their own drum this fine morning. The beat of distant Africa or a Polish factory town. Old man is calling for his supper. He's calling for his whiskey. Calling for his sons and daughters. Yeah. Calling all his children round. Drones and chanders warming, yeah. Mist blowing round some headlands somewhere in your memory. Everyone is from somewhere, even if you've never been there. So take a minute to remember the party you might.
might be the old man calling me. How many wars you fighting out there this Christmas morning? Maybe there's always time for another Christmas song. Old man, he's asleep now. He's got appointments to keep now. Dreaming of his sons and daughters. Proving that the blood is strong.